So this is how firm a foundation for tenor one. Gentlemen, I'd like you to sing with the second tenors at the beginning. And I have marked that on the copy that you'll get. You'll see that I've put first tenors sing with the seconds until it is actually in the middle of bar 20. So if you sing the tune along with them and then go off onto your own part. And also be careful, at the bottom of page 7, I need you to sing with the second tenors again at the bottom of page 7. So where it says baritone solo, that will be a baritone solo. It's the tune. But I want you to sing as a group, please, with the second tenors. So you'll be singing on the second line. The figures 1, 2, 1, 2 are to help you count, all right? So because you've got some long notes to hold on to. And without the other parts being there, that could prove a little bit difficult to count. So that's the reason I've put the figures there, is that I will count them through with you on this on this line file. And then when you come to sing it together, you'll have a better idea of how long those notes actually last. Okay, so enough blurb. Let's go back to the beginning, and I will play from the beginning your part, which you will sing with the first tenors, and then you'll revert to your own part in the middle of bar 20. Okay, so you need to take your note off that you've been holding at the end of bar 19 and then come in at halfway through bar 20. So here we go, here it is. Ready? 1, 2, 1. I suspect that will be enough for the first week if we go back over it and over the counting. Okay, listen to the rest of it though. It works up to a really good sort of climax, and if you want, you can sing along with the recording. It's a very good recording, good choir. Okay.